Holy Gospel is from the Gospel of Luke in the 15th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls together her neighbors and her friends, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And then Jesus said, "There was a man who had 2 sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me.' So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he sent off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. And then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. And the slave replied, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has got him back safe and sound.' Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him. Then the father said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. Luke chapter 15 contains these three parables, each describing the same story. Something or someone is lost. They are either found or restored, and a party is held to celebrate the occasion of restoration. Most of us know these stories, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Once I recall a member asking me, but what about the 99 sheep who were left behind while the shepherd searched for the lost sheep? Well, perhaps there were other shepherds to watch them. Or it was asked, what about the faithful older brother who stayed home and worked the farm? Shouldn't we have some concern for him? True to the nature of parables, these stories present a stark contrast between that which is lost and that which is found or restored. Of course, a primary point of these stories is our need to focus our attention on the lost and the celebration at the end of that story. But this time, let's focus our attention on the 99 sheep and the faithful son. Let us not forget that all of us, without exception, have experienced some loss involving relatives, including sons and daughters, and the loss of those who are in our care or whom we hold near and dear to us. Many of us have lost income and monetary resources as well. And let us not forget that many of us have suffered through times of deep sadness and loneliness, loss of dignity due to illness or hospitalization or humiliation, together with a loss of pride. We've all had moments of embarrassment and rejection, especially by those whom we respected or people we thought we could count on. So the experience of loss touches us all. This could not be truer than during the last 12 months. No wonder we hunger and thirst to gather face to face with the full expression of worship, including singing. The time is approaching when our celebration will be full and exuberant again. As I think through the many persons who have been part of my ministry, hear the stories of two members whom I recall. Their journeys mirrored these parables of being lost and being found. These two men had been lost or separated from their faith community, but later were restored, and we celebrated their restoration to God's flock. Paul was raised in the Lutheran Church. As he became an adult, he began to realize that his sexual orientation were at odds with the teaching of his church, and he was rejected by the church. The church considered him to be a sheep that had gone astray. He told me about a time when he was driving with his mother when she saw a rainbow sticker on the car in front of them. And she asked him what the rainbow sticker meant. And then she commented, "I love you dearly, but I'm sad that we will not be together in heaven." When the day came for Paul and Johnny to be wed, Paul's mother attended the wedding and the reception. The celebration was one sign that the lost had been restored. Aben is a gifted young man who was working as a physical therapist in a local hospital. He too had been raised in the Lutheran church. But as he grew up, he stopped going to church. He became convinced that the church and life as he knew it didn't seem to fit together. He was an avid cyclist. So one week in July, we formed a team of four and we rode together across the state of Iowa. And during the ride, Aben confessed that he wanted to join our church. Our celebration of his restoration to the flock extended to his and Wet Kathy's wedding and to the birth of their two children. Both Paul and Aben have continued to be active, faithful members of the church. I shared these two stories to illustrate that the three parables in Luke 15 are not just folk tales of interest. They reflect the real life experiences that we all live. We are all lost and restored frequently. Sometimes our lostness is caused by our own actions. Like the sheep, we go out from one tuft of grass to another without looking around until we discover we are lost and separated from our family or our familiar circle of friends. At other times, we are lost because we have been neglected. Perhaps no one has noticed our suffering or need. We are overlooked like the lost coin. Or perhaps we have made choices that cause us to be separated from church, family, and friends. These are times when it gets harder and harder to find our way back. I recall a widow from Trinidad who joined our church because a neighbor of hers, who was our member, brought her to worship one Sunday. Ada might have sung the song of our psalmist this morning. "Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and let your ordinance help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek out your servant, for I do not forget your commandments." We enfolded her into our flock, where she still remains faithful and strong in her faith. So today, in whatever state of mind you find yourself, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is seeking you out and lovingly embracing you with his grace. We once again today affirm that God, with graceful determination, entered our hostile world in Bethlehem's manger, grew to maturity, and boldly proclaimed that the kingdom of God is near. His invitation was courageously underlined by his words and actions as he sat and ate with sinners and touched the sick, the dying with his healing hands. He submitted himself to the authorities who plotted to kill him. He identified with all who were lost. He died on the cross while one Gentile observer declared him to be an innocent man. Convinced that this false Messiah had been eliminated His lifeless body was sealed in a tomb outside Jerusalem. And 3 days later, God opened the tomb and brought the lost one out of the tomb and presented him to the world as the ever-living Savior of all peoples. We who are among God's faithful celebrate the restoration of Jesus, God's Son and our Lord, every time we gather around the body and blood of communion. We celebrate because the lost has been found, the sick and the dying have been restored, the sin has been forgiven, and we are free to live and share in God's good and everlasting grace. The sheep, the coin, and the son were lost, but now they have been found. May our Lenten journey continue to remind us that whatever it is that causes us to be separated from God, that it may be removed and our path made clear to celebrate the grace and love of God that we have received and continue to receive as long as we live. With the gospel writer, we recall Jesus' words, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.